Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win!
Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
All right. Hello, everybody. Matt Dennison coming to you. We're down in Atlanta today for a special edition of the Hoosier Report. Obviously, the McDonald's All-American game is in progress. Festivities started on Sunday. Yesterday, last night, Monday night, the Powerade Jam Fest at Morehouse College in downtown Atlanta. That was fun. We're going to talk a lot about that tonight. Romeo Mania, it continues, even though his high school season at New Albany is in the books. Even here with some of these other high-level nationally recruited players such as Romeo, and it really continues for him even on a national stage because he's one of just a handful of players in this McDonald's game, I think two or three maybe, that have not announced their college decision, not made their college decision at this point. So for Romeo, it's the opportunity to maybe have some fun, to be around some of his friends that he played on some of the shoe circuit stuff with in the off seasons in the springs and summers over his career, but also some important things going on, some of the practices and, of course, the game on Wednesday night, big stuff. So we're going to talk about a lot of Romeo, a lot of the McDonald's situation today on the program. So, again, we're live in Atlanta. We'll be here tomorrow as well. And just kind of keeping you up to date with everything going on. So glad you're with us today. Obviously, we'll talk a lot about Romeo being down on location in Atlanta, but we're going to have some of our other regular guests and catch up on some other topics as well on today's program. Let's take a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining us in segment two, once we get through the headlines here in just a few moments, will be the Indianapolis Star sports columnist, Greg Doyle. We'll talk about the IHSAA state finals that took place on Saturday. Greg was in attendance for the evening session. We'll talk about Warren Central, the undefeated 4A state champions in their perfect season this year. Also, a little Romeo, get Greg's thoughts on his decision to remain uncommitted as he enters the McDonald's game and a couple other of these big national level all-star games over the next few weeks. And we'll talk some in-state college basketball, just about everything wrapped up for the 2017-18 college season from a Hoosier perspective, and for the other Indiana-based teams. We do want to talk a little Carson Edwards at Purdue. He is headed to the NBA without an agent, which allows him to retain his college eligibility if he so chooses, and some other things with Greg as well. So stay with us for that. Our chat with Greg each Tuesday presented by Coffee Crossing in New Albany. Segment three today, Mike Pegram of Pegs.com, IU website, will join us. Mike is here in Atlanta as well. Mike is actually at one of the McDonald's practices, workouts for Romeo's team right now, so we'll join him live at the arena. He'll have an update on what's there. I know a lot of NBA people are here in Atlanta. College coaches can't be here, so you won't see Archie Miller or Bryce Drew of Vanderbilt here this week, but a lot of NBA people here. We're going to talk about that some in a minute. The NBA, the McDonald's experience, I should say, is a big opportunity for some of these young guys to further increase their reputations and perhaps their status in future NBA drafts being evaluated by a lot of NBA personnel away from the actual game and, of course, last night's Jam Fest. So we'll talk with Mike about that. In the final segment today, Rivals.com, Eric Bossy. He had a chance to sit down with Romeo. You may have seen the interview. It was a video interview on the internet. He had a chance to sit down with Romeo on Sunday. when Romeo arrived in Atlanta for the McDonald's game. Good interview. He talks with Romeo, who was very well-spoken and had a lot to say in many of his answers about his career in high school, what he's expecting over this McDonald's experience here this week. He also went through each of his finalists and talked about when a decision could happen. So we will do that with Eric Bossy's interview. We'll have that audio for you later in the program in a very busy show today here on the Hoosier Report. The guest lineup is a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Easter is fast approaching. Remember to call or stop by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany to order your ham or turkey breast. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Obviously, the big storyline with us in Atlanta as well is Romeo Langford at the McDonald's All-American game. Romeo and all the players, for the most part, arrived on Sunday. They also had their first practice and workout on Sunday night. This is one of the things I touched on a moment ago. Fans, we'd like to watch the game on ESPN. We'd like to watch the slam dunk contest and see who all these next wave of college stars and perhaps NBA stars are. That's the fan attraction to the McDonald's All-American game. But outside of the appeal of the actual game itself and, of course, the Jam Fest activities last night, which we're going to talk about in a moment, probably the most important part of the week for the players is the opportunity to practice and work out with and against some of these other high-level players. Romeo Langford at New Albany. Yeah, New Albany's good. Yeah, Sean East was really good, but he doesn't have a chance day in and day out to go against some of the caliber that he's getting to go against down here in Atlanta for these practices. Much more maybe mimics a college-level practice. But most important than any of that is working out and practicing in front of a ton of NBA scouts and personnel that always hit not just the McDonald's game, but some of these other national all-star games as well. That's something that probably isn't said a lot. Probably fans don't get to see the practices. I do think there's a scrimmage that's going to be televised later today. But as far as the week goes, for a future perspective for these players, the opportunity really to work out in front of NBA draft personnel, NBA personnel, I should say, for their NBA draft status in the future is very important because let's think about it. It's the end of March right now. The draft will take place in, what, two and a half months for this year. And after that draft, these players that we're watching in the McDonald's game, including Romeo, eligible to be drafted. It would be after Romeo's freshman season of college basketball. So that's one of the big things that I've learned here just over the last couple days talking with folks in Atlanta, other people that we'll have on like Evan Daniels tomorrow. Really, that's a big deal is what goes on in the workouts and the practices that are obviously closed to everyone other than immediate family, some media, and of course the McDonald's coaches and NBA scouts and personnel as well. So that's something that is interesting down here that's going on. In fact, Romeo's team is practicing right now here in Atlanta. Powerade Jam Fest was last night at Morehouse College. Very neat, historically black campus in downtown Atlanta. There's a handful of colleges right next to each other. I think actually four or five different small schools. Romeo participated in the Legends and Stars shootout. The event last night also included a three-point contest, a slam dunk contest as well. Langford in the Legends and Stars shootout, it was threesomes. So he had himself, girls, All-American McDonald player Kristen Williams, who will attend UConn, and also each team in the Legends and Stars shootout had a former McDonald's All-American. It was Candace Wiggins on Romeo's threesome, and his team won the Legends and Stars shootout. Each trio had to hit, number one, a baseline shot, so one player was positioned there. A second player had to hit a free throw. A third player had to hit a three-pointer, and then any one they could shoot in rotation to shoot a half-court shot. They had to have one of those as a group, and whoever out of the six trios accomplished those four shots in the least amount of time, four made shots in the least amount of time, would go on to win the contest, which I said Team Higgins with Romeo won. Williams last night, the girl that's headed to UConn, she hit a baseline shot on her first try. Romeo hit a free throw shot on his second try, and Wiggins, the All-American alumni, she hit a three-pointer on her third try. Then Romeo just kind of nonchalantly in Romeo style trotted out to half court. His first half-court shot attempt. nothing but net. It dropped straight through the net. Time ticked off, and his team was able to hold on to that performance. They were the first of the six trios to go, able to hold on down the stretch and get the win. Much more an event. We were there last night. Much more an event made for TV. Kind of hard to keep up with what round it is and who had what time and what scores and all the contests. Much more made for TV, where you can keep up with background on the players and what round it is. But a lot of rap music, a lot of loud, a lot of fans. It wasn't packed or full, but it was very passionate. And, of course, a lot of younger kids there. They love to see the slam dunks. And Zion Williamson put on quite a show to win the slam dunk contest last night as well. But one other thing, with how much we cover Romeo and how much of a sensation he's been to Southern Indiana, I had a couple buddies with me at the game last night and some other folks that watched on TV, as I'm sure many of you did back at home, and they said Romeo was smiling a lot. He seemed to really be enjoying himself. Not a lot of pressure there. Romeo normally very straight-faced and even emotionless when he makes some of his spectacular dunks and plays throughout his high school career. Last night he was smiling, cutting it up on a regular basis with some of the other All-Americans. I did have a lot of texts and tweets from people that knew I was here saying, hey, how does he interact with the Vanderbilt guys? Does he seem to be close with Darius Garland and Simi Chitu? And, you know, obviously, especially with Garland, I don't know that he had been around Chitu much before the McDonald's All-American game, but obviously they have a relationship, a friendship. I know Indiana fans concerned that Garland is kind of really the chief recruiter for Vanderbilt in Romeo's recruiting, but obviously they hung out some. They, you know, appeared to have some conversation and fun together last night, but overall, very good event, and again, probably more made for TV event, but it was neat to be at in person as well. As far as recruiting goes on Romeo, nothing new. I think you can expect, like Tim Langford and the family has said, him to play through the next couple of weeks of All-Star games. Don't forget he's got the Jordan Brand game coming up. I think that's April 7th or 8th, so here in just another week or so. He's also got the Nike Hoop Summit. He'll play on the USA team that'll go against some of the best players from across the world. That's out in Oregon at the Moda Center later in April, the 13th or so of April, I think. So he's got a lot ahead of him, because with each of these games, there's some other experiences that come with it. They get there early. They practice. A lot of times there may be some charity work or some life skills classes and practices and workouts associated with each of the games. So he's going to miss some school. I know New Albany's on spring break this week, but he'll miss some school over the next few weeks and have a lot of really neat experiences. And it's expected that once this is all over with, once these three national games are over with, that he'll come back and make a decision sometime between, I guess, April 14th, which would be that next day after the Nike Hoop Summit, and the end of the month. In fact, Tim Langford told a couple media folks here yesterday that end of April, still what they're shooting for a college announcement for Romeo Langford. Obviously, the three schools, I'm sure each have their own opinion on where they stand in the race. Kansas gets to the Final Four with a great win over Duke. Does that help their chances with Romeo Langford? Vanderbilt, obviously a program on the rise as far as being able to land some top recruits. Does the relationship with Darius Garland and spending time with him at some of these games over the next few weeks help seal the deal for Vanderbilt? Or does Romeo want to stay home and help rebuild and work with Archie Miller to be a legend in the state of Indiana? He's been a legend through his high school career. Whether it's 1 year or more years at Indiana, he would be a legend at IU and in the state of Indiana forever, and be one of the biggest recruits, if not the biggest recruit ever, that Indiana has landed. So interesting days ahead. I'm sure we're going to talk about his recruiting a lot. We'll talk about each of the schools, but really, to be honest with you, no new news, and I don't expect much with the way that the Langford family has handled the recruitment. Very classy, not a lot of rumors, not a lot of things put out there. You saw with Darius Garland's recruiting and some of the other guys Indiana's been in with very closely, that, you know, a lot of leaks, a lot of things out there. That's not the case with Romeo Langford. And if you know his family and you have followed this closely over the last couple of years, I think it's pretty easy to understand that they're going to handle business one way, and that's pretty low and pretty cautious. And I think that we'll know something by the end of April. A couple other headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. This one's interesting. Former IU player Grant Galen of Crown Point, Indiana, he's requested and received his release from Missouri State. You'll remember that Tom Crean recruited him to be a shooter at Indiana. He didn't get a lot of time in Tom Crean's last season. He transferred out when Archie Miller, shortly after Archie Miller was hired as Indiana's head coach, went to a junior college, State Fair Junior College, played okay in his junior college year, was re-recruited and committed to Missouri State. He left the junior college at the holiday break, so he was at Missouri State already. He received his release, and I thought, well, it must be because Missouri State has a new coach. Paul Lusk was the coach at Missouri State. He was let go. Dana Ford was hired recently in place of Lusk at Missouri State. But as you read into it a little bit, it sounds like that Galen had requested his release before Lusk was fired, which would mean he was on campus and obviously must have not had a good feeling about next year getting back in the Division I ranks of college basketball. So a tough start to his college career. Came to Indiana, didn't get a lot of time, went to junior college for a year, got re-recruited, and now it doesn't look like Missouri State's going to work out for him. It'll be interesting to see if he still tries to go the Division I route or maybe tries another angle of college basketball. Also, another high school basketball note for the 2018-19 season. Hall of Fame Classic, Chris May, the executive director, they made their announcement on the Hall of Fame Classic fields, the girls and boys tournaments, four-team tournaments that take place right after Christmas. The Jeffersonville girls are the most local team that will participate on the girls' side, so the Jeff girls return a lot of key players from this season's team. They will be at the Hall of Fame Classic next year. So a big deal for their program. And on the boys' side, no local teams, but from an IU perspective, it's a pretty good field. You've got Trace Jackson Davis and Center Grove. They will be in the Boys Hall of Fame Classic next year. Valparaiso, they have a somewhat of an unknown, especially here in Southern Indiana, player named Brandon Newman, who has received some IU interest. He is a junior for the Valparaiso Vikings. They will be at the Hall of Fame Classic next year. Also, defending champion Warren Central, who returns, I think, three players from their starting lineup on this undefeated state championship team. They will be in the field, as will Westview. So a good, solid field for the 2018-19 Hall of Fame Classic. Jeff will be the representative on the girls' side to keep a local team involved. It'll be the third straight year that a team from Clark or Floyd County has been involved. Jeff girls next year. This year it was Floyd Central, and of course the year before that, New Albany and Romeo's junior season. That's a look at the Hoosier headlines presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights, live bands on Saturday nights. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. I think they've got trivia tonight on Tuesday as well, so stop by and see Phil Caldwell, a great friend, a great guy, a big Red Devil supporter, and glad to have the Hoopsters here with us on the Hoosier Report. We're in Atlanta and having a lot of fun down here with the McDonald's All-American game and festivities. Don't forget, tomorrow, New Albany coach Jim Shannon is going to sit in with me. We'll kind of recap the season. We'll talk about what it was like to coach Romeo Langford for 4 years, all the things that came along with that. We'll also get Coach Shannon's thoughts on the early thoughts on the Bulldogs for next season as well. So Jim Shannon with me tomorrow. Also, Evan Daniels, a Fox Sports college basketball insider. He's down here for the McDonald's festivities and McDonald's game. He will join us tomorrow. So a big show we're lining up for Wednesday as well. Hope you'll join us. We'll step aside to a commercial break. When we come back, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. We'll talk Warren Central and the state finals with Greg. We'll talk Romeo, the McDonald's game. We'll talk Carson Edwards declaring for the NBA draft and more. Coming up next, Greg Doyle will join me right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
All right, we're back here on a special edition of the Hoosier Report coming to you from Atlanta, the site of the McDonald's All-American game following Romeo Langford, his first of three postseason All-Star games he will play down here is the McDonald's game. Joining us on the phone right now is our regular guest for Tuesdays, Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. This segment is presented by Coffee Crossing. They would like to recommend you try the new breakfast and expanded lunch menus at their sister company, which is 410 Bakery and Cafe, located in downtown. downtown New Albany. Greg, a lot of things to talk about, even though IU obviously not in the NCAA tournament. We're in the latter stages of the tournament. The Final Four is now set. But you did enjoy some good postseason basketball at Bankers Life on Saturday night as we saw an undefeated Warren Central team complete a come-from-behind effort, which has been so much like many of their close games this season, to capture the 4A state championship in very exciting fashion down the stretch.
Yeah, and you didn't tell me about the cafe part. I got to come down there and get me a croissant or something. But listen, Warren Central, what they do is twofold, and you maybe you can speak to this. I think the reason they win close games, I've seen them play one time, so I'm going to be your expert here after one game, but I think the reason they win close games is because it takes referees maybe a half to figure out what the heck they're doing on defense. And at least that's what I saw. They got a terrible whistle for the first half because their defense is so unbelievable. They got all these little tiny guards. They're all 5'8", all of them. They're like 10 of them. And they strip the ball from you. They're quicker than you, and they get called for a lot of fouls early. And the referees figure out, wait a minute, they're not fouling. They're just quicker than anybody I've ever seen. And so they get a better whistle in the second half, and by that I mean a fair whistle. And you just can't – I mean, they're relentless. I felt bad for the Carmel backcourt. Carmel is backcourt of all seniors. A senior and a son of a junior. But the junior is the son of a coach, the son of the former coach. And I literally, as I'm writing my story and writing about how those two kids combined for 12 turnovers, those two just by themselves, I took the names out of the story because I felt bad for them. It's not your fault. You know, it's not your fault that you get 12 turnovers. You literally ran over your head against two little 5'8 kids. So, yeah, Warren Central's fun to watch.
Talking with Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. You know, we've talked about some of the great players and teams since you've been coming on this show in high school basketball, which I think is awesome that a sports columnist of your stature takes time out to cover high school sports in the regard that you do. But
I started from the moment I got here. I've been doing that, and my bosses, literally my bosses, were going on Twitter and then also emailing the company. Hey, everybody, look at this. Our columnist is at a high school game. Isn't that great? And I just don't understand. We're in Indiana. You know, if nobody else in the state who's had the job that I've had or who has jobs similar to I have, if no one else is doing this, then shame on them. Let's see. Who was I thinking of? Oh, well, Bob Knight. I'll make a Bob Knight comparison because I wrote about Knight and Katie this weekend. And everybody's like, yeah, but we got to love Bob Knight because he won the right way and he graduated players. And my thought is, if that's the best thing you can say about him, is that he did what he was ethically supposed to do, which is he didn't cheat and he did graduate as players. If that's the best thing we're going to say about him, then give me something more, because that none of that stuff adds up to the fact that he's a total jerk to everybody for 30 years. doing the bare minimum on the one side doesn't overcome the fact you're a monster on the other. So similarly, me covering high school state championship games, that's the bare minimum. A bare minimum. Let's not give me too much credit, but I'm sorry for interrupting you.
And let me be clear with that. The reason I've brought that up a couple times is because you cover it with passion. It's not just it's the state championship game. I'm the sports columnist at the Indianapolis Star in the state's capital. I've got to be at this game, or there's some great storylines at this game. Anyone that has not only read your coverage but has talked to you as you're in the middle of covering something or watched you, like I mentioned to you last week, I saw you and Romeo share a special conversation at Seymour. I think it was the regional championship game or maybe the regional semifinal game that morning. I can't remember. But you obviously do it with a lot of passion, and that's why Greg Doyle is number one in my book, and glad to have you with us every Tuesday.
Well, it was that nice. It was definitely a championship game. And you know what? You sent me a text message about that, I don't know, a week later, like, thanks for waiting so long. But you let me know that you'd seen it. But the you buried the lead. You said that Romeo, after that moment, walked into the locker room with a big smile on his face. And I like to think he was smiling because of what I just said. It's possibly smiling because he's walking into the locker room and they just won regional. But that meant a lot to me, actually, that Romeo seemed to – because, you know, he seemed so unaffected by everything. And if that affected him at all – never mind that he's Romeo Langford. Just, you know, if that affected that kid at all, that's great. So I want to tell you real quick about the Warren Central game, what happened. Dean Tate is their little number two shooting guard. He's one of their 5'8 guys. Antoine Cushenberry is the other 5'8 shooting guard. And if I said there's 10 of them, it just looks like 10 of them. There's two of them, but it looks like 10 of them. And Dean Tate's one of them, and he's the kind of kid that ought to be, and maybe he was, and I left it out of my story, I didn't know, but he ought to be homecoming king. Like, he's that neat of him. He's not just a great athlete like that. Oh, by the way, he's also a great athlete. You know, he's that kind of kid. But so I'm talking to his mom about him and talking to his grandma about him because I'm writing about this Dean Tate kid and just the reactions I saw from him after the game. And And the reaction was absolutely stunned. I mean, everybody else is happy that they won. He's stunned. Like, he can't believe it. And he can't believe it because he's been a four-year starter at football, four-year starter at basketball. He thought he'd win a state championship at some point in some sport. He got to Warren Central and just kind of thought that's what you do at Warren Central. And this is his last chance, and he just can't believe it actually happened. I put all the pressure in the world on myself to win a state championship in this sport, and we just did it. Can't believe it. So anyway, I'm talking to his grandma up in the crowd, and I thank her, and you know, I said, make sure you look at the Indy Star on Monday. You might like this story. And I start to walk away, and she said, yeah, it'll be good for Dean. He lost both his grandparents, or his great-grandparents. He lost both his great-grandparents within months. And I literally stopped, hopped over the railing, and said, what? And so the story changed at that moment. You just never know what people are going to say until they say it.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. One final comment on the state championship game from you. You know, you get to the 4A game, a lot of these 3A, 2A, 1A games even, there's some superstars for their respective teams, whether it's someone like a Romeo of national stature or just someone that's been really big, really good in their community and in their class of basketball in our state. But Warren Central, you talked a lot about their defense, some of their pesky guards. They don't really have that standout. They don't really have that start. It's a very, very balanced effort where all the guys in the starting lineup averaged between 8 and, I think, 13 or 14 points. And you never know on any given night which one of those guys is going to step up and score 20, 22 points for them, which I think, in addition to their defense, made them a very unique state championship team in our state.
Right. They have two superstar-type elements. One is those two little guards, and you saw it, Cushenberry and Tate. The way they play defense is that's superstar level. Like, when we think about superstars, like you said, you think about who's going to score 30. Well, those two guys are so good at defense that that's superstar level. It's kind of, and I'm not a very enlightened sports writer. I normally don't notice defense. I really don't. Like, I always say, why is that guy in the court? I don't get it. Like the point guard, Aaron Thompson to Butler. I was asking LaVal Jordan one time, why does he play so much? And he said, because he's a defensive stopper. And I felt stupid. Oh, is that why? I hadn't noticed. I only watched him 10 times. I hadn't noticed. But those two kids I noticed. They're ridiculous. But the second thing is they have a superstar, David Bell. He's just a football superstar. But he's that kind of athlete, and he didn't even have a very good game the other night. But he's Julio Jones. You know, he's AJ Green. He'll be in the NFL someday.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star. Staying on the line of high school basketball for a moment, we talk a ton about Romeo every week, and I'm sure between now and the end of April, and probably long beyond that when he makes his college decision, it'll be a regular discussion point between us each week. But here at the McDonald's game, I talked a lot about some of the happenings last night at the Jam Fest, and he was part of a Legends and Stars team that won a little shooting competition. He had a half-court shot, which was pretty cool in his first attempt. But with all that being said, I feel really bad for Romeo because I know he's having fun. There's no pressure here. It's just fun to work out during the day with these great other players in the country. And, of course, the Jam Fest I know was fun last night. Television cameras are here. The game will be Wednesday. But I do feel sorry for him in a way because with all the media opportunities that exist around this game, he's one of the handful of players, I think two, maybe three, in the game that are undecided, that have not committed. So he's getting an extra barrage of attention from media, both local, national. A lot of people have traveled down here from Indiana to follow the Romeo show here.
And what did I tell you about last week? What did I tell you? Sorry to interrupt, but what did I tell you last week? That they're waiting, and I understand waiting for your high school thing to be over. I mean, especially if you're not going to Indiana. And who knows? But if he's not, then you definitely don't want to be the kid that didn't go to Indiana and you're playing for the state championship game, Banker's Life. You don't want to be that kid. But that their season ended 2 weeks ago. What did I tell you last week? I told you he's going to go to the McDonald's All-American game, and it's going to be miserable because everybody's going to because he's going to be the best player there who hadn't committed yet. And if you go to Indiana, and I'm sorry, if you go to the McDonald's All-American game, even if you do the weirdest thing possible and you go to Vanderbilt, no one's going to give you a hard time about that. No one's going to. I mean, they're going to ask you, and that's that. And you know, the theory that IU fans have is that he's going to IU or Kansas and doesn't want to tell Garland that. Well, what do you think is more miserable, doing what he's doing right now, which is being the focus of attention, answering the same questions he's been asked for four damn years? I don't understand why he hasn't committed yet. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's going to be drama-filled both here and obviously through these next couple weeks of All-Star games. I know it's his decision. I'm sure he's weighing it out. We know what kind of kid he is and from what kind of family he's from, obviously, at this point of his senior year. But my goodness, down here, he's going to get put through the ringer. It started Sunday. It's going to continue through Wednesday.
And I hate it for him. And I hate it. I hate that what I just said sounds like I'm criticizing him, and I guess it sounds like I am. I get, maybe I am a little bit, but I'm more passionate about this because I hate it for him because he is the nicest young man. He is the sweetest young man. I mean, the way he takes care of everybody after games blows me away, and he deserves better than what's happening to him. And yet he can't stop what's happening to him unless he commits. And I just wish he'd do it to put himself out of this misery. At the same time, you know, he's going to live his own life, and maybe he thinks it's more miserable to commit early. Who the hell knows? I'll be quiet about it. It's not my life. I'll let him live it.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, presented by Coffee Crossing. Final subject, it's the time of year where we're waiting for college basketball's best players to declare for the NBA draft. Of course, they can hire an agent and forfeit their eligibility to go back to college, or they can not hire an agent, test the process, go through some workouts, the NBA draft combine, if they're invited. And Carson Edwards of Purdue, obviously that Purdue team special. I know you've written a lot about them with their NCAA tournament performance, and of course some injuries and just fate that has not went their way. But Carson Edwards does declare for the draft without an agent, which means he can come back to Purdue if needed.
Yeah, I talked to him about 2 weeks ago and said the same thing to him 2 weeks ago that I said to Vince Edwards 2 years ago. I said to both of them, you're going to be a pro someday, but don't rush it. And luckily, Vince Edwards, I told him that, and then like the next week declared for the draft. He was just using the process and then came back. So I was upset at him for 2 years. I've laughed at myself really about that. Like, Vince, I told you not to rush it, and you turn pro the next day. What the hell are you doing? Carson, I just want to tell him that because, I mean, he doesn't look. I mean, who the heck am I? I'm just a sports writer. I don't pretend to be an expert on this stuff, but. But all he ever hears, if people talk about his prospects, is you're too small, you're too this, too that. And I just want to let him know that you're a pro. You're going to play in the NBA someday, but don't be in a rush. I mean, you got to do it the right way. You know, if you come out too early, you're not going to be in the NBA. But Carson's the kind of guy that 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, we'd say, we'd probably be right, he won't play in the NBA. Because he's he's like 5'11". I don't care what he's listed. He's like 5'11". And 5'11 guys who aren't wizards at point guards don't play in the NBA. Well, the game's changed. You know, Isaiah Thomas, and I'm not saying he's as good as these two guys, but these two guys have shown that you can do this with his body. Isaiah Thomas is a decent point guard, but a scorer, and he's a star in the NBA. Kemba Walker is a decent point guard, but a scorer, and he's a star in the NBA. Carson Edwards needs to come back and prove he can be just a decent point guard. Just be decent, and I'm sure he can. But he can score, okay? So people thinking, oh, he'll never play. The hell? Have you watched Kemba Walker? Is there anything about Kemba Walker that's better than Carson Edwards as a scorer? No. Carson Edwards hit a new level this year. Like at midseason, something clicked with him. I think he just realized, I'm the man. It's like that song by the Killers. I'm the man. And he is the man. And he's going to be a pro for a long time, but I hope he comes back one more year. Isaiah Thomas and Kemba Walker both, if you look at their stats, as a college junior, made a huge jump in playmaking and then came out. Carson Edwards needs to come back as a junior, make a huge jump in playmaking, and then come out.
Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, this segment presented by Coffee Crossing. Don't forget to check out the new breakfast and expanded lunch menu at Coffee Crossing's sister company. That's 410 Bakery and Cafe in downtown New Albany. They bring you Greg Doyle every Tuesday here on the Hoosier Report. Greg, thanks a lot. Will you watch the McDonald's game Wednesday night?
Oh, yeah. I'll watch it. But why can't it be a brother company? Like, I'm a brother. Like, I'm a little bit offended. Can it not be the brother company? I mean, well, I don't understand that. But, I'll be watching. I want to see Romeo. Of course, I want to see Romeo. I want to see Zion Williamson. Yeah, I'll be watching. How could I not?
All right, Greg Doyle, thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt. Bye.
We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Mike Pegram of Pegs.com. Mike is actually at the McDonald's practices right now, so he's going to check in for a live update on Romeo and some of the activities there. Still ahead, we'll also hear from Romeo Langford. Eric Bossy of Rivals.com spoke with him on Sunday when he arrived at the McDonald's game. Eric has a very good sit-down interview with him about his senior season, about the three schools he's still considering, and perhaps when the decision process and how the decision process will take place. So we'll have that for you in the last segment today. Right here in Atlanta, it's the Hoosier Report. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow on the program, Jim Shannon of New Albany will be a co-host with me on this program. He'll be with us for the complete hour. We'll also be joined by Evan Daniels of Fox Sports, a college basketball insider for Fox Sports and a recruiting guru for 24/7 Sports. He'll be with us to talk more Romeo, just about the McDonald's game and some of the behind-the-scenes activities that go on associated with with the game and, of course, the Jam Fest last night that are aired on television. We'll step aside for a commercial break. Mike Pegram of Pegs.com is next right here on a Tuesday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we are back here on this Tuesday edition of the program. I am in Atlanta for the McDonald's All-American game and festivities going on this week. And I think the time is 3 o'clock, there is a scrimmage that is actually going to be aired on ESPNU. It's closed to the media, closed to the public, so no fans can get in. I believe it's only open in person to NBA scouts and personnel, as we talked some about a little earlier in the program. Joining me right now in this segment is Mike Pegram, who is with us every week. Mike is also in Atlanta. He's actually at the McDonald's team practices right now that are taking place at the practice facility of the Atlanta Hawks. It's the Emory Sports Medicine Building. So, Mike, thanks for coming on as the team's practice in front of you.
Man, I appreciate it. It looks like they're sort of wrapping up, but I'm not sure. But you'll hear some bouncing basketballs in the background, I'm sure.
I talked some earlier about the number of NBA personnel that make this trip. It's not open to college coaches. They only have a handful of players like Romeo in this game every year that are undecided at this late point as they head into the final months and weeks of their senior school years. So what is the environment like? A ton of NBA scouts, people taking notes, people evaluating them through different skill set work?
Yeah, it's just not scouts. It's actually execs and personnel directors and maybe GMs, I'm not sure, but there's a lot of talent here, so you get up to the executive level for some of these NBA teams that can manage to squeeze in a trip over here, because these are a lot of the next generation of lottery picks are here.
Mike Pegram, Pegs.com, joining us here on this Tuesday show. Again, he is at McDonald's All-American practices taking place in Atlanta this morning at the Atlanta Hawks practice facility. Romeo, how has he looked in practices? We got a chance to see him last night in just one shooting contest that his team won, but obviously not the practices, not the scrimmage later today. How has he looked going through some of the skill work and the team activities that they're doing?
Well, I thought he looked much better today. I don't think it was a great practice for him yesterday, but today he was much smoother. He found a lot more mid-range shots, and he was able to get to the basket. And I think he shot the ball a little bit better. I mean, we talked yesterday about how his wrist injury, I don't know if it goes back to the Princeton game, but it's been bugging him a little bit, especially on longer jumpers, and you can kind of see that with him. You've seen him play a lot, but he he's played well today. I thought he actually played pretty well defensively. He had a matchup against Kobe White and some of the other, going to North Carolina and some of the other pretty good guards. And today, I thought he surprised me defensively and really had a much better day so far today than he did yesterday. I think he settled for the jumper too much yesterday and he wasn't hitting it, but he's gotten more into the flow and see how he does in the scrimmage this afternoon.
Mike Pegram of Pegs.com with us. He's at the practices right now for the McDonald's All-American game. I think he said Romeo's team is wrapping up practice right now. What's the intensity like in these practices? I mean, I think everybody has the general thought that the McDonald's All-American game, if you make it, it's a huge accomplishment. It should be a lot of fun at the conclusion of your high school's season. But really, with NBA personnel in the stands, I'm sure these guys are coming out, even though they know each other, even though they've played against and maybe with each other at times as well, they're coming out, I've got to think, very hard, given NBA folks are in the arena.
Yeah, they're playing pretty hard. I mean, the girls are much more boisterous than the guys, who, are just being cool. And the guys seem to be really friendly with each other. I think that's one change over the last 10 years, is they all know each other pretty well. But I do think there's some jockeying, and I think it's been fun to watch Zion Williamson battle R.J. Barrett. You can tell there's a little bit of, who's number one in this class kind of thing. going on there, even though they're going to be Duke teammates. Zion's pretty intense. That's one reason I think Romeo's East team, because that's where he's on that team, has had a little bit more intensity in their practices, a little bit more going after each other. And so that's been fun because that's been the team that I've watched the most.
Mike Pegram, Peaks.com, joining us from the McDonald's All-American practices this morning at the Atlanta Hawks practice facility. Mike, final question for you. Have you had a chance to catch up with Romeo yet in some of the media opportunities? I know he's been getting bombarded since his arrival on Sunday with questions about when he'll make a decision. Even some media outlets asking other players where they predict that Romeo's going to go. Darius Garland, some of the Vanderbilt people obviously pushing Romeo to Vanderbilt. But have you had a chance to catch up with him at the McDonald's event?
Well, we talked briefly yesterday, and I'm going to talk to him more at length here in about an hour. We talked a little bit about how he's put the Warren Central game behind him really quickly. We spoke just a second ago about his wrist injury. You know, he feels that's infected his shot beyond the three-point line. He felt like he could shoot it from deeper than he showed this year. But I think we'll talk more recruiting this afternoon when there's a formal media session that goes on for over an hour. And that's just a little bit better set up than a few brief comments after practice. But a lot of the other guys were asked about him, and some of them predicted Vanderbilt because you can tell he's very friendly with Darius Garland. He's also pretty friendly with E.J. Montgomery, who's considering Vanderbilt. He doesn't seem to know Shimmy Chateau is a Vanderbilt signee, but that's the early word. But he's pretty coy about, or not saying much about, his recruiting. But there's a few questions I want to ask him this afternoon. We'll see what happens.
All right, you can read all about it at Peegs.com. Mike Pegram with us every Tuesday here on the program. Mike, I will see you later at the McDonald's game and some of those of related events. And we appreciate you coming on from the team practices today.
No problem, man. Talk to you later.
All right. Again, Mike Pegram here on a Tuesday edition of the program. Still ahead, we've got, and we're going to go to it here in just a moment, Romeo Langford interview. He sat down with Eric Bossy of Rivals.com on Sunday when he first arrived at the McDonald's game. And Eric talked to him not only about his senior year, but about each of the three finalists, and really kind of getting a lot of the same stuff. Nothing tremendously new in this interview, but I thought Romeo was very well spoken, had a lot to say about each of his final three choices. I know there's been a little buzz there this week about Vanderbilt once again with other Vanderbilt players and potential players at the McDonald's game. Also, maybe a little more buzz and question about Kansas after they, not a terrible surprise, they're a number one seed, but had a great win over Duke in a classic game going back to the Final Four. And this really isn't one of Bill Self's better teams at Kansas, but has that got some buzz with the Jayhawks? And then, of course, to close Romeo's regular season at New Albany, or high school season, I should say, a lot of buzz about Indiana, that he might make an announcement in the New Albany community, potentially with the mayor being involved. And it would be hard, I think, for a lot of people to see that sort of announcement and then not go to Indiana. But who knows? So it's going to be interesting. I don't think anyone really knows for sure. I'm not even sure that Romeo knows at this point for sure. But interesting to see how this thing plays out. Let's get to that audio from Eric Bossy of Rivals.com, a great interview that he had from Sunday with Romeo Langford.
Romeo, I know for all of you guys, making McDonald's All-American game is a huge goal, like a lifelong basketball goal. How does it feel now that you're here and now that it's real?
It's just an honor just to be selected out of the 24 best out of the country, just to be recognized. And now that we're here, I'm just about to enjoy it, take it in, just enjoy the time I have with these tremendous players and all the other stuff, like going to Ronald McDonald House and everything else. So I just want to take it in and have fun.
You had a special career in Indiana, storied, place with storied basketball history, one of the top three scorers of all time, finished with a state semifinal appearance, over 3,000 points. I know the season isn't too far gone, but have you had a chance yet to kind of reflect on what all you accomplished?
It really hasn't really hit me yet that my season's over with, or high school career is over and everything I've done. But I feel like once school year, I graduate and do the Indiana All-Star game and stuff like that, it's really going to hit me. And then I'm going to look back, and I know even though I didn't make it to state my senior year. It still was a successful season, I felt like.
Down to three schools. It's crunch time now. You've got basketball is pretty much out of the way. Well, you've got this, you've got Hoop Summit, stuff like that. But obviously you can focus maybe a little bit more on things. And only three schools. You've got Vanderbilt, you've got Kansas, you've got Indiana. We're going to start with the home school. Fans were out watching your every move all winter long, chanting IU, IU. You went there for an official visit in the fall. Now you went back unofficially here during the season, and you're going to go there again to meet coaches soon. Where do things stand with you? Like, how was your unofficial visit during the season, and then what are you guys going to talk about when you go to meet here in a couple weeks?
My unofficial there was real good. I went up there for a game just to see how the coaching staff and have coach staff work and how they treat the players on the court and on the bench. And me and my dad and my mom, we plan to like go back up there for like final words before I make the final decision.
You also went to Vanderbilt during the season. How was that visit for you?
It was real good. It was my first time up there for a game. Same thing with Indiana. I just went there to see how the coaches coach their players on the bench and off the court, see how they let them play, and also just see how the atmosphere was in that gym. I mean, that arena, because I've never actually been to a game. But the visit was well.
You didn't get a chance to go to Kansas during the season. Does that hurt them at all in terms of trying to recruit you, or how do you feel about that?
No, it doesn't hurt them. I watched them. I took my time and watched them on TV. Like today, they went to the Final Four, but out of all the teams, I probably watched them the most, just because I so the distance, and it was so hard for me to go out there, so I had to take time and watch them. So it really doesn't hurt them. I got some good things out of watching them on TV.
I say, how much can a team making a deep run like they've been now making the Final Four, how much can that help a team when they're trying to recruit you?
I mean, it don't really like give them an advantage. Because certain schools have the players that they have right now and new coaching and stuff like that. But it's real cool to know that Coach Self is, what he's getting out of his players is real good, and getting them to the Final Four, it's real good to know that he's getting the best out of the players.
Maybe for each school, what's one thing about each program that separates it from the others? You know, what is there one thing in Indiana that you like versus at Vanderbilt and Kansas, and the same for Vanderbilt and Kansas?
Indiana, I like Coach Miller, and then they also got Coach Schilling and his just skill development with the players, and the players he had when he was at UCLA helped develop them, go to the league. And Vanderbilt, Coach Bryce, he's been in the league. He runs everything league based, and tries to implement what he got from NBA from him playing into what he does over there at Vanderbilt. And then Kansas is just Coach Self, his history with big guards like Andrew Wiggins and everybody else that he has. He's just successful with big guards, and that's one thing I like about Kansas.
Now you're getting into decision-making mode process. Originally, I think you had hoped to maybe announce while you're here at the McDonald's game. How much further away do you think you are from making a decision, and what do you think you still have left to know to really lock in on one school? Or, in your mind, is there one school that's starting to stand out from the others?
There's not one school that stands out, but I plan on, like, Getting down to make a decision once I get done with all these All-Star Game and extra things like Jordan Brand and Hoop Summit. So probably around the end of April, that's when I make the decision.
And then finally, I guess, one of the things that's been most impressive to me watching you go through this is it doesn't seem like the pressure of media covering you, fans coming out to see you, you know, staying and signing autographs for hours after games. It doesn't seem like that's ever gotten you at all. Did you ever feel the pressure, or how have you avoided, like, feeling like you're under a microscope and like you don't have room to breathe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really feel pressure as it is. I'm just playing basketball, and I know that media and fans is going to come with it, so just got to deal with it. And I, like I said, I just don't really feel pressure as it is.
All right, I'm Eric Fossey, Rivals.com National Analyst. This is Romeo Langford, the top-ranked player remaining on the board in the country, and we'll hear more about him and others in the McDonald's All-American game this week.
All right, again, that was Eric Bossy. Thanks to the ability to use that interview, him checking in with Romeo Langford on Sunday in Atlanta for the McDonald's game. A couple things to wrap up the show. It sounds like a lot's going on across the river in Louisville here the last couple days. Obviously, a permanent athletic director named yesterday, and a lot of word out there that Chris Mack from Xavier may be coming to U of L as their next men's basketball coach, and even a member of the Xavier staff telling some recruiters recruits that they're now effectively recruiting, not for Xavier, but for the University of Louisville. So it sounds like Louisville may get their guy. That's who they have targeted really from the get-go. A couple other names involved in the process, but Chris Mack has been out there really for a number of weeks, months now, since the entire situation came down. And as soon as David Padgett let go from his interim job duties, they go right after Chris Mack, and barring anything unforeseen, a lot of people saying he will be announced very soon, perhaps even as soon as later today or Wednesday, as the next coach at the University of Louisville. So that will be interesting to follow. Mack, obviously, a lot of connections in the Midwest and Indiana. Wife is from Louisville, so someone well-suited, I think, to take over that program. Don't forget the McDonald's All-American Game scrimmage will be on ESPNU today, and although we are in Atlanta, we'll be watching it on TV just like you. It's closed to media and public and everyone else, so you can tune that in, watch Romeo Langford on his East team in a scrimmage play today, and working out again part of that scrimmage in front of the NBA scouts and personnel. Also, I saw this note, thought it was pretty cool. 25 years ago today, the Jeffersonville High School Red Devils won a state championship, defeating Indianapolis Ben Davis 66-61 in that state championship game. Of course, Mike Broughton led the Red Devils as coach that season. Sharon Wilkerson on that team as well, one of the standout players. That's going to wrap it up for today. My thanks to Ron Granger, on-site producer down here in Atlanta, and of course, Douglas Scott Wilberton back at our 1450 WXVW 96.1 Big X Sports Radio studios in Jeffersonville. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow. Jim Shannon of New Albany will be with me, as will Evan Daniels of Scout.com and Fox Sports as well, to talk Romeo, McDonald's game, and a lot more coming your way. Make sure you join us right here on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
And this is your home for Indiana University Sports in Kentuckiana, 1450 WXVW 96.1 the Big X Sports Radio.